This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. We're going to bring over into today 33 conspiracy theories that were in fact not theories at all. Time showed us that they were in fact conspiracies, and it's interesting because the American people leave off judgment in dealing with the corrupt during the time of the conspiracies. They let them die off, only to tell the American people later on that they were guilty of the crime, all the while knowing within your conscience you knew they were guilty of the crime, but you failed to keep judgment, and because of that, you let them off on their crime. But you know what? The good news is they had to face their judge, and sure enough, they did. Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. They met their maker, and now they're burning in hell. So how's it working out for them one way or another, either in the present or in the eternal? It's up to them. We're going to be picking that up in just a couple moments. Folks, I want you to think about this for one moment, because I love this train of thought. Okay? Yesterday we were talking about, and the day before we were talking about conspiracy theory. I laid to your candor to share with me. I asked you, the listeners, to bring forth a conspiracy theory, what in fact, and folks, as time went on, and during the conspiracy, as you were told by the state-controlled media that it was a theory, I want to know which one actually turned out to be a theory. Because over time, we found out that those theories were in fact conspiracies. And you need to keep in mind before we get rocking here, friends, that those that call them conspiracy theories, they are the ones that are actually giving cover to those that are guilty of committing the act of conspiracy. You need to know that. I'm about to prove that to you in just a couple of moments. Folks, judgment is turned backwards in this country. I want you to listen to this carefully. You now have the atheists trying to convince you. By the way, they were considered enemies to our nation during the founding of this country of ours. You have atheists trying to convince you that God does not exist, yet he is all they spend their time on. Read Psalm 14:1. It says, the fool has said in their hearts that there is no God. As a matter of fact, G.K. Chesterton said, if there were no God, then there would be no atheists. That's exactly right. You have white women claiming to be black, like Rachel Dolezal. The ex-NAACP leader says, I identify as black. So therefore, America, you're supposed to accept that lie. And if you don't, then you're a racist. You have Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren falsely claiming to be a Native American. Okay? You're supposed to accept that as fact. Now, Bernie Sanders is floating her as a possible vice presidential candidate, which is now water under the bridge. You have an Olympian, Bruce Jenner, who says he's now a woman, and you're to accept that because if you do not, you're homophobic. Again, you're to accept his perversion and confusion as the norm. And just to show you how confused he is, he doesn't want to be called a woman any longer. You have Al Sharpton, who is attacked tax evader, thief, racist, and a counterfeit civil rights leader being praised on 60 Minutes as a reverend. Read Micah 3:5. They mean to turn the people and make war against God. Furthermore, I want to let you know that your rights come not from the government, nor the generosity of the government, but from the hand of God, said John F. Kennedy. So when you hear civil rights, keep in mind your rights didn't come from the government. They came from God. You're also to accept that former Vice President Al Gore is now a scientist for his climate change discoveries. Read Colossians 2:8. Al is now being sued by over 30,000 scientists for global warming fraud. Okay, so here's some people that are actually standing up and saying, we're not going to accept your lie. You're told that George Stephanopoulos is a news anchor, even though he's been outed as a Clinton crime family operative. Read Revelations 21:8. P.S. He's still on television pouring out and promulgating lies to cover for the likes of crime families such as the Clintons. You have been dumbed down enough to believe that Barack Hussein Obama bowing to Saudi kings and transgressing the Constitution for some reason or another is presidential. Read Deuteronomy 28:36, because when you read the Word of God, it will show you how crooked man is without his law and his grace to fulfill. See, all of these useful idiots, every single one of them, that includes the president as well as those who accept the lies, read Isaiah 59, they prosper knowing that the people in this country will accept anything and everything and yet do nothing about their crimes. And that's how they get away with it. They literally bank on it, folks. They literally bank on it. See, they love the fact that you accept their lawlessness. This is why they are endlessly promoting it. And after all, that again is how they prosper, through deceit and a false peace. Read Daniel 8:25. See, folks, there's no truth in these people. Here, let me take you another step just to show you what you've accepted in this country, America. We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The press destroys information. Religion destroys morals. And our banks destroy the economy? This is what you've been accepted and conditioned and desensitized and dummied down to accept. Let me say it again. We live in a nation where doctors destroy health. We now live in a nation where lawyers destroy justice. Read Matthew 23. You'll understand why Jesus damned them. We now live in a country where universities destroy knowledge, and rather than raising up and educating Americans to be good patriots, God-fearing patriots, now they come out of college by their communist professors, burn hippies from the 60s and 70s who are still high on PCP, to train them up as good communists. We now live in a country and in a nation where governments destroy freedom. In America, you've accepted all of these, the above said. We now live in a nation where the press destroys information. You now know, America, you know what I tell you is the truth, regardless if you want to live accordingly or not. That's up to you. That's between you and your God that you're going to face. But you know all the well what I'm telling you is the truth. You accept the press that destroys information and that covers them that mean to destroy this country. They're bought and paid for, friends. We now live in a nation where religion destroys morality. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did. That's why he was crucified. And folks, we now live in a nation where our banks destroy the economy. Read Isaiah 59, Leviticus 26, and Deuteronomy 28. We're going to come right back and show you 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E or Sons of Liberty. Well, you know what? Actually, go back over to my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 Double E on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to call in at any time over the next three segments, please do. Got a lot of information to give you. But if it's in line, we'll take you up. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Over the last couple days, we have been talking about political decoys, and this is how this is all rolled over into a third day here. Political decoys, body doubles, nothing new for entertainers, actors, rock stars, whatever the case is. And if you bring that over to political figures, folks, we look back in history and we see that it is spot on. Dictators of the past used several body doubles. They used political decoys. I shared with you yesterday that decoys are defined out in the Webster's 1828 dictionary. Anything intended to lead into a snare, any lure or allurement that deceives and misleads into evil, danger, or the power of an enemy. And taking that to the topic of conspiracy theories. So we're just bumping along. We're moving along here from topic to topic, from branch to branch off the same tree here, folks. And then what I did is yesterday I got caught up into the fact, the topic of conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiratorial facts. See, because again, what I shared yesterday was the masses are conditioned that when conspiracy is used, they expect the word theory to fall behind the word conspiracy and avoid that topic at all costs because they might call you loony, right? Jeremiah 11:9 tells us that a conspiracy is found among them. So they are scriptural. And when the masses wake up to the fact that conspiracies are called theories by those who cover for the ones who are responsible for the conspiracy, then and only then can you bring about resolve. Read Isaiah 26:9, when the judgments of the earth are, or when thy judgments of the Lord are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. And that's exactly what we need, folks. We let these people commit the crimes, they die off, and then the truth comes out. I mean, it goes back to the JFK assassination. Folks, it goes back to Robert Kennedy, and I'm going to get to that in a moment, to MLK. These assassinations, folks, they die off, and then they tell you the truth. And you accept it. You allow these things to happen when they happen. And interestingly enough, we were just, I had to go run because we're going to be in California next week, and we had to deliver up a package to be sent out there concerning our product, our literature, so on and so forth, our educational materials. And we stopped and we got something to eat, and you can't go anywhere anymore where they don't have 15 TVs up on the walls, and it really bothers me. I don't like that at all. And but my point is this. You know, again, what was playing was Fox News, friends. Sorry, it's either Fox or CNN. And I've shared with this with my listeners so many different times. I want you to listen carefully. You're in trouble with Fox, folks, because nobody promotes Hillary Clinton more than Fox, because my little boy looked at me and said, Dad, look at, they keep playing that same piece of Hillary over and over and over again. We were there for a half an hour, and guess what they were talking about the whole time? Hillary Clinton. And then there was another camera to the, or another television to the right of us, and they were it was a liberal channel. It was four gossips, airheads, useful idiots that were on a show, and they were high-fiving the likes of Hillary Clinton. And they showed Hillary Clinton where she was passing out. I want to tell you something, friends, because, again, this goes in line with political decoys. You go ahead and believe what you want. You go ahead and take it for face value. You heard what I said during the opening segment, what you've accepted already as known lies. But I'm telling you, when I watched her pass out, I looked over at my kid and I said, that is not Hillary Clinton. That is not the Hillary Clinton from the 90s, friends. I want to give you a little more insight, too, just so you can understand where we're getting some of our sources outside of the Spirit of God, first and foremost. We have a friend that is, I got to be careful on the information I give out. He downloads CIA. He downloads FBI agents. So when they're done and they're ready to throw them away, well, he downloads them to get them back to as best and close to normal as he possibly can. And he shared with us many years ago that there's several of these people walking around as Hillary Clinton. That's what he told us. And I'm telling you what, you got America awakened to the fact that something is going on. We are dealing with political decoys here. Because it's interesting, when I was looking at Hillary fall and destabilize and fall over, I noticed her hair right away, and I noticed the thinness of her body in comparison to other pictures of Hillary Clinton. Either one's got a really smooth face and a nice hairdo, or one's wrinkly and old and her hair's kind of sloppy. Matter of fact, just to bring it a step further, Daily Caller put out 10 pictures the other day that said none of these are Hillary Clinton, but yet they are using her as Hillary Clinton. What a better way to dupe the American people that have already accepted all the things that I shared with you during the first segment. Folks, you're laughable, and I say this in all love, but you need to understand that your enemies are laughing at you every step of the way. You will believe anything. You'll take whatever they say, you'll apply it to your life, and you'll live accordingly. You've made yourself good slaves because you won't submit yourself to God. Because if you did, you wouldn't be dealing with these deceptive political operatives in the first place. You'd have brought forth judgment a long time ago. You've conditioned yourself to accept the fact that this is a reality. But I want to tell you something. The reality that you live in is the reality that they have rearranged, that they want you to believe in as a reality, when in fact it isn't. It's their demonic reality. And there's no excuse for anybody to accept this sort of thing happening on a daily basis in anybody's country on this globe. But the American people do. But I'm telling you, friends, you take it how you want to take it. And when it comes out, friends, that what I'm telling you right now is in fact true, the way that I told you 1,500 times in the past 15 years of being on the radio, don't tell me I didn't tell you so. I'm telling you that was not her. When I got home, I went online and I looked for video from the front of Hillary Clinton collapsing. Of course there's none. Hillary Clinton collapsing all from the back at a distance, all surrounded. I mean, it's almost like they're standing there waiting for her on cue to act like she has got bad health. Isn't that interesting? And then when you look on the Fox News, there's a picture of a lady all smiling in a glow, ready to get back on the campaign trail again as they're promoting that today. Boy, that was a real quick illness, wasn't it? Interestingly enough, when she fell over the weekend, the very next day she was walking down the street where everybody was noticing the difference between her hands and her body. No longer was she fat, but she was a little bit thinner and more oblong, and she wasn't so wrinkly but more clear in the face. Without any Secret Service around her. And America accepted that. See, these are the things the modern conservatives don't want to hit on, folks, because they don't want you to call them loony. Hey, folks, say what you will here. But the fact of the matter is you go from the present to the past and you tell me where we have missed it or erred on this show in context. See, because we trust in the living God. We don't serve dumb idols, nor do we serve the likes of tyrants and pawns that are used to deceive the people. We keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And He gives us enough discernment and anointing and common sense to know when the American people are being played and when they're not being played. But you know what? The American people have said time and time again, they've turned, they said there's no hope. We would have it so. And they walk on and turn their backs on God. Only to be further deceived on another day. So, America, if you're wondering why you're stuck in a place of confusion, it's because you keep receiving your food from the same place. The lying funnel of the state-controlled media that are all working together. They're in conspiracy together to destroy this country, to destroy the boat that we're all on, including them stupid selves, friends, only to sink so we can go down in history as the greatest of fools the world has ever known. Because if we don't get this right, America, that's exactly going to be your legacy. The greatest of fools. The greatest of fools that allowed a handful of people to do what they're doing today. I mean, I have the resolve for you. You want the answer to America's dilemma? Judgment. Upon the heads of the wicked. Rather than getting caught up into the game. And folks, I'll tell you what, you go inside those restaurants and they got those TVs going, you got those people that are in the restaurant or in the airport or in the bus people, what are they doing? They're all sitting there sucking it in. Oh, I don't believe a thing, you can't believe a thing they're saying. Well, what are you sitting there watching it for? It's time to turn the television off and it's time to get the word on. Psalm 101, verse 3, King David said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes, or even those that are producing those wicked things and lies that you're accepting on a daily basis. Don't tell me you're not there, America. I've already shared during the first segment that you've already accepted it. We're going to get to this right on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we'll take this in stride. I don't want to rush this. I want you to hear this. I want you to understand what's going on. Before we start getting into these 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracies in fact, well, it took time to figure that out. The American people let them off concerning their crimes, and they bought the lie, and they let them kick the can down the road. So when they're dead, then they can come out and tell the American people who was guilty for the crime. And we see this over and over and over. We even see this with living presidents that denied one thing of their guilt back in the 90s, and then a couple years later after they're out of office, then they go ahead and admit it, and the American people, oh, that's okay, we're forgiving. We know nothing of justice because Scripture tells us already, those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Yep, and the Bible also tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. Here, let me say that again. Evil men understand not judgment. Let me tell you something, America. Justice is what guards your liberties. And without justice, you are losing your liberties. And that's exactly what's happening. The latter, not the former. Yesterday, I was talking about the assassination of RFK. I started to share with you, I was watching actual footage of the interrogations from the FBI, where there was a woman. There were several people, by the way. It wasn't just one woman. But there was a woman in particular that was telling the FBI agent what she's seen. how it happened, who did the shooting. And the FBI agent kept telling her, that's not what you've seen. This is what you've seen. He kept saying, this is not what you've seen. This is what you've seen. And the woman said, no, that's not what I seen. This is what I seen. Well, lo and behold, friends, guess what? I did a little homework, of course, because I always like to verify it so you can hear from the people that were actually a part of it. Because, again, we don't go by hearsay here. We're not a bunch of gossips. We want facts, and we want men to be liberated. And the way to do that is to bring them to the truth. But they have to come to the truth. I can't do that for them. But what I can do is be faithful and bring the answers to them, because that's what a Christian's job is. So when I was doing my homework, guess what? I mean, 1968, okay, to 2012, all of a sudden, RFK assassination witness tells the news there was more than one shooter. More than one shooter, of course. I remember during the JFK assassination, everybody, there was over 200 witnesses along with two police officers that said the shooting came from the grassy knoll. By the way, folks, everybody already has come to terms that this is what did happen. So I'm not trying to convince you. And I'm not saying Oswald was innocent. He had a controller. He was a CIA operative, and that's exactly what he was. And he was set up from start to finish. And he was not innocent. But I am telling you the shots did come from the front. And I'm telling you that for the very purpose that over 200 people came when interviewed by the FBI or other agencies who did the shooting and where did it come from. They all said from the grassy knoll. As a matter of fact, right after the shooting, they all ran towards the shooter. And you know what the state-controlled media did along with the law enforcement agency? In other words, those that were attempting to cover up the crime? And there was few that were using many to do it. But it's interesting how they went back to the book depository. They got the eyes to the right rather than to the left. So they were telling you, America, what the eyewitnesses seen was not what they seen. It's what they say that they seen. And this is going on today. You know what's interesting is I shared with some people around me. Can you imagine how many people are in jail today for crimes that they did not commit? Political dissidents, those that didn't go along to get along. Can you imagine the number of good people that are in prison right now for crimes they did not commit? Because the people in this country won't deal with those that are actually responsible for committing the crimes. Just think about that. And you better bet your bottom dollar it's going to come to your front door sooner or later. Martin Niemöller comes to mind again, but that's another time, another show. Hey, folks, the woman testifying to the FBI agent saying, that's not what you've seen. That's not what you've seen. She said, that's exactly what I've seen. Here, let's just take it a step further. This was back in April 30th of 2002 as a federal court prepared to rule on a challenge to Sirhan Sirhan's conviction in the Robert F. Kennedy assassination. A long overlooked witness to the murder is telling her story. She heard two guns firing during the 1968 shooting, and authorities altered her account of the crime. She's not the only one, friends, just so you understand. Out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. So instead of the American people accepting the witnesses, the eyewitnesses of the 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 and 12 witnesses that actually saw the shooting, the state-controlled narrative says, nope, listen to what the FBI said. Oh, hey, P.S. friends, since we're on that trail right now, did you know that this is just out today? Senior editor, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Tim Brown, posted that Obama's DOJ, his Department of Injustice, just killed the FBI investigation into Clinton's foundation. Of course! Just like Tom from Baltimore yesterday shared with us, folks. The FBI has been appointed to what? They want to be the good guys while they're protecting the bad guys. That's exactly what they're doing, which makes them the bad guys. And it's not all of them again. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. It's time to get rid of the leaven, friends, let me tell you. Talking about the FBI. Mr. Comey, I mean, folks, it's an absolute joke. Really? You want to see what the officials have to say? and time again, what do they deliver up? Absolutely nothing but more injustice for the American people to drink. Yep, it's a perfect sign of judgment, no question about it. But going back to the RFK assassination, Nina Rhodes Hughes wants the world to know that despite what history says, Sirhan was not the only gunman firing shots when Kennedy was murdered a few feet away from her at the Los Angeles Hotel. Oh, furthermore, think about this, friends. The FBI, who was not there, are the ones that are setting the narrative. So how is it that they have the authority and the power and the insight to set the narrative when in fact they weren't the ones eyewitnessing the crime? But I can tell you by watching the documentary and the live footage, which was over 45 minutes long, there was a whole lot of CIA agents inside working that crowd during the night that RF Kennedy was assassinated. Someone had to make sure the job was done. There's no question about it. He was a threat to the establishment. I mean, can you imagine if RFK would have become the president of the United States of America? They already murdered his brother in America. You know that. I mean, you had foreigners from all over the world telling you that this is a coup de grace. I mean, folks, it was a government overthrow by those in government that wanted the power. And that's exactly what it was. But you wouldn't listen to it back then. You're eating the pill of it today, though, friends. I mean, they kill his brother, and then his brother becomes the president of the United States, hypothetically. He reopens the investigation of the assassination of his brother, which he would have done. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They couldn't let that happen. And folks, a handful of people, listen to me carefully. They couldn't let that happen. Hey, 318 million people, what the population was back in 1972, I do not know. Or in 1968, here's a matter of fact, we're doing live radio. Population in the United States, U.S. in 1968. I'll tell you what, there was 200.7 million people back in 1968 that could have cared less what those handful of people had to do. Do you see how this works? And do you see how ashamed the American people should be for tolerating what America has become? I mean, just think if John F. Kennedy would have still been the president for another term and his brother maybe somewhere down the line would have got in there and we'd still had MLK, you know, because they said that when they were snuffed out, which is mob terms for being murdered by the mob, when they were snuffed out, the world said three lights were snuffed out. And the world let it go. This is how it happens. You let it go. You make it someone else's problem. And then when you have good men and good women that are willing to stand up and take it because they won't accept the theory that the government's giving them, who is responsible for the murders of those political dissidents concerning what they wanted to establish, they're killed too. And then the American people give it a pass. The guy was shot 14 times with a rifle in his hand. He shot his own head off 14 times. The American people believe it. You're a glutton for punishment, America. You are. Come on, let's have a real conversation. Let's call it for what it is. Let's cut to the chase. No more leading in our conversation. Let it be black and white where it should have always been, just like Scripture. You've accepted it. You've accepted all of it. You've accepted all the lies, and I'm talking to every single person listening to me right now. What are you doing to bring about resolve concerning the corruption in this country? Starting in the church, starting in government, but it first starts with ourselves. Acts 20, verse 21. I mean, folks, if these people would have still been alive, do you know how free we would be as a people? I mean, he wanted to give real gold back to the people. I'm sorry, real silver back to the people. There wouldn't be abortion, homosexuality. And by the way, all these are still crimes regardless according to the laws of our constitutional republic. We're a republic of laws and not of men, said John Adams. Can you imagine how free we would be as a people, how moral and upright we would still be as a people? And we'd have the respect of both our friends and our foes still worldwide. I mean, the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, he would be where he came from, friends. He'd still have his turban on. He'd still be out there hanging out with a bunch of his sheep, called his girlfriends. I mean, folks, he would be. And the only person he could be lying to or controlling is his sheep. I mean, folks, instead of you making yourself what you should have, you've empowered the wolves to devour the sheep.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I was just saying right during the break here, just think if the American people would enforce the laws against those that are committing crimes against them, namely through corrupt officials in governments, representatives in government, forgive me, you wouldn't have Barack Hussein Obama. You wouldn't have Hillary. Folks, you wouldn't have corruption in your government, starting again with the church, starting with us first and foremost through repentance before God. We wouldn't have this. We would be living in a utopia. No question about it. I was just talking about how Barack Hussein Obama, he would be out in the Middle East somewhere in his homeland, or over in Kenya, where his wife said he was from, a little turban on his head, worshiping his little pedophile god, hanging out with his little lambs, calling them his girl. Folks, I'm not even being funny. This is what's going on in their countries. And this is what he wants to bring to America. And you're letting him do it. What are you doing about it, Bradley? I'm doing something about it every single day, let me tell you. He's not my president, and I'm not going to submit to tyranny. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to resist it. I'm going to call it out for what it is. I'm going to put it underfoot because enough is enough. Lord, it's time for you to work, as King David prayed. For they have made void thy law. They have. They have. And what is the answer from heaven? Psalm 2. The Lord shall have them in great derision. the Lord shall wax hot against them, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. He shall break them as a potter's vessel. If only, America, you would believe your own profession. But instead, you have conspiracies all over the place, and because they're called theories by the state-controlled narrative, who are making and giving cover to those that are actually committing the crimes, through conspiracy against you, you're falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. Talking about the RFK assassination, witness tells the press there was a second shooter. Nina Rhodes Hughes. She said that she wanted the world to know that despite what you're being told, the eyewitness said, Sirhan was not the only gunman firing shots. Interestingly enough, I believe Sirhan had a six-shooter. Six-shooter. And interestingly enough, ear witnesses heard 12 to 14 shots go off in that kitchen. But, America, you accepted that one, too. Good for you. Good for you, America. Yeah, it's saying here he had a six-shooter. How was there 12 bullet holes in that kitchen, friends, if he only had a six-shooter? Did it like ricochet? I mean, it's kind of like the bullet that shot John F. Kennedy, right? The mysterious bullet that went through this person and this person and this person. That's pretty amazing how that works. But those that tell you the truth, they're the lunatics, man. I mean, can you believe this? And this guy's trying to tell us that these people are the ones that are responsible. And though they have the tree and the fruit on their branches to prove what I'm telling you is true, but the American people, they'll just go along with it. They say they don't believe. You know what I feel like? I feel like Elijah on Mount Carmel right now, making fun of, to their own demise, the false prophets. And then the fire fell. And then it showed you in that particular situation who was telling you the truth, because the Spirit of God, not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord, cometh the witness of the Most High God, that all men might find their faith, not in the witness or in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Nina Rhode Hughes, she said, what has come out is that there was another shooter to my right, she said. The truth has got to be told. No more cover-ups, Nina Rhodes Hughes stated. But you know, it's okay to talk about it now, because for the most part, those that are responsible for the assassinations, they're dead, and now their little kids are actually operating and functioning behind their dead daddies and mommies in the mob, right? Her voice at times becoming emotional, Rhodes Hughes described for the news various details of the assassination. Her long frustration with the official reporting of her account and her reasonings for speaking out, she said, I think to assist me in healing, although you never heard 100% healed from that, but more important to bring about, listen to what this old timer said, America, that you can learn from. She said she wants justice. For me, it's hopeful and sad that it's only coming out now instead of before. Instead of the American people demanding the truth, they settle for what the government gives them. And then they wonder why they're in trouble. Sirhan, the only person arrested, tried, and convicted in the shooting of Kennedy and five other people, is serving a life sentence at Pleasant Valley State Prison in California. She wants people to know that there was a shooter to the right of her. And she said that it was rapid fire. Rhodes Hughes was among several witnesses reporting that only 8 shots were fired, that all these shots came from the same direction. But guess what? That's not what she said. In a response also filed in federal court in Los Angeles, the defense team for Sirhan, led by New York attorney William Pepper, contends that the FBI misrepresented Rose Hughes' witness account that she actually heard a total of 12 to 14 shots. But what was in the record given by the FBI was not the truth. Furthermore, she said, what I said is not what I said. They misconstrued everything that I had said to them. And she was interviewed once, and she was never called upon again. See, folks, they had their lone wolf that they created, that they controlled. In America, you fell for it. They had their lone wolf. They didn't want you to see all these other operatives. If you watch the video, you'll see him clear as day, moving around the room, making sure that he goes to the position that he's supposed to go to so he can get taken out. And that's exactly what happened. She identified 15 errors, including the FBI's alteration, which quoted her as hearing only 8 shots, which she did not say. She explicitly denied the fact of what the FBI had shared in the court record. In other words, they got a little bit of the truth. They misconstrued it. They turned it to fit the narrative, and then they gave it to the court to settle the case. And then the media got in right behind again to their own dismount. Hey, folks, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere, and that includes those that help the criminals along. Because God is not mocked. It rains on the just and the unjust. In other words, it's always raining in whatever seeds you plant in your life. You better rest assured there's going to be a harvest, and you're going to eat the fruit of your own way, like it or not. And I'm sick of it, America. Are you? She identified 15 errors concerning the FBI's alterations of her interrogation. Wow. I mean, you'd think people would want to know more about what's going on. I mean, you take his brother, John F. Kennedy, anybody that's seen the actual shooter, they were killed off quick. In mysterious circumstances, every single one of them. I shared with you yesterday, over 400 people died around the Kennedy assassination. And we had foreigners over in Italy telling us who was responsible for it. But the American people and their pride believed within themselves that our government could never do that. Only to find out later on the guilty parties and the actors and players themselves came out and told you who the Italians were telling you was guilty. Only to find out 45 years later that they were telling you the truth. But you refused to listen to it. But folks, it's just a theory. I mean, it's just a theory. Rhode Hughes, now 78, tells the press she's informed authorities in 1968 that the number of gunshots she counted in the kitchen pantry exceeded 8, which would have been more than the maximum Sirhan could have fired. And so in other words, friends, you were told and led to believe that he was the one doing it by himself, when in fact he didn't have that many rounds in his gun. Other witnesses said there was 12 to 14 shots. Rhodes Hughes said there was 12 to 14 shots. Why was it filed by the FBI? Through their alterations of their testimonies, friends. Because it didn't fit the narrative. So who's responsible for the crime? If there's more than one shooter, that means there was a conspiracy. That's why they always want the one shooter scenario. Man, there's an underswell of Americans that know what I'm telling you right now is exactly smack on. They know the truth. I could walk down the street in many of these cases, have a conversation with everything I'm talking about right now. Nope, I know. Nope, I know. Yep, yeah, and, or they can add to the conversation and tell me something I didn't know. Only to further the evidence that convicts the guilty party is those that were doing the interrogating. In America, this is going to continue on until you put a stop to it. And again, it starts with us. That's not hard to say. Folks, I really do honestly love you with my heart, my actions. But come on, we got to get our flags up. We got to get our banners up and ask for the Holy Ghost to bring about an awakening so we can revive this nation. Not that we're going to get through the other side unscathed, but you know what? We got to do what we got to do. Okay.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.